Australia Post, I would imagine, is not a name unfamiliar to most of the people in this room. We have over 35,000 employees Australia-wide, and the majority of them are in frontline roles, posties, sorters, retail staff. We have the largest retail network in Australia with nearly 4,500 retail outlets. We deliver daily to over 10 million different delivery points, and our revenue is about $4.9 million. Australia Post is often very well known for its postal business, but the majority of our profitable revenue comes from our parcels, openly competitive products, and our retail business. We used to be dependent upon taxpayers. Then we kind of saw the light and decided to start making some profit for ourselves. And really, from the late 80s to early 90s, we've been a real revenue generator and money generator for the Australian government. This year was the first year that all of our profit was derived from openly competitive products. So when you put your 55-cent stamp on an envelope, sorry, we don't make any money on that, but we do when we go through parcels or the retail network or internationally. We, like most organisations, especially large employers, do have an ageing workforce. The average age of our employees is 45 years old. 50% of our senior executives will hit average retirement age either now or within the next four and a half years. Over 60% of our workforce are looking to hit our average retirement age within the next 12 years. So this was our picture in 1990. Blue is the Australian workforce. Sorry, red is the Australian workforce average, and blue is the Australia Post picture. We weren't so dissimilar. 2005, we're starting to get a bit fat around the middle and undercooked towards the end. And this is extrapolating out to 2016, where you can see we're very, very underrepresented in the under 35s. A great employer of a mature workforce from 45 older, and right now our oldest employee is 81 years old. So it's not so much about whether Australia Post is good at attracting older workers. I think we do that okay. But what we want to do is make sure that we still have a viable business in 5 and 10 years' time, because fundamentally we're an arms and legs business. There's not a lot of numbers at the top. It's all in the posties, the sorters, and the retail staff. So we started on a journey of trying to understand what this looked like for us back in the late 90s, early 2000, and we partnered with Swinburne University, who were at the time, and I think still are today, the leaders around understanding ageing workforce implications. This is a number of the studies that we did during that period of time. The most significant one was the one that's detailed last, which is called Life After Post, where we surveyed folks who had retired from the organisation and asked them what their post-retirement reality was like. Is it everything you lived up to or you wanted it to live up to? So is the financial situation the way you thought it was going to be? What about social situation, your relationships, your health? And what we found is that the majority, vast majority, of our retirees had gone back into some kind of work, paid, unpaid work. And I think without exception, none of them had come back to us. So that really got us thinking, okay, we need to do something to retain our staff. But more importantly, if they are going to transition to retirement and go and work for other people, because they need to do that for a social, financial, community obligation, can we make sure that they do it with us? So our age management strategy is focused on a six-prong approach. It's very much aligned to looking at health and well-being, flexibility, learning and development opportunities, getting much more ownership around career management. A lot of our more senior workers had always had their careers mapped out for them, and what we're trying to do is make them a lot more in the active participant category. Managing key transitions so that if they did leave, there was always the opportunity to come back through the door again, and also knowledge transfer and management. We know from a health and wellbeing perspective, our older workers do not have injuries any more frequently than their younger counterparts. Not at all. In fact, they have less injuries than younger counterparts. However, they do take longer to return from injury. So that's one of the things we're definitely looking at trying to hold out. These are some of the things we've done around attraction and retention strategies, and you won't have seen these in the market. You're actually the first external group to have a look at some of these images, so I'm very interested to see your reactions. But what we're trying to do is create a much more broad and representative view of our workforce when we go to market with recruitment. We also have a number of programs in place and around health and wellbeing and staying connected, elder care information kits, Men's Line Australia, but the most important partnership I think we've made in recent times is with SageCo. SageCo is a business that's largely operated out of Sydney, but they've really taken on the mantle of providing really easy tools and online systems and tools and workshops to help organisations better help their staff prepare for retirement. So our three-pronged approach around that piece is the Sage Centre, which is an online web tool, create retirement seminars, which will go through the whole gamut of things around retirement so that our staff are making better informed retirement decisions, not do I have enough money, but do I understand what my life, my relationships, my health is going to be like in that context, and also some work around knowledge transfer. We've set down a KPI to increase our average retirement age by three months every year, and with the current economic crisis, we've knocked that one out of the water, so it's nice to go into a year and know your KPIs are secure. This is a screenshot of our Sage Centre, which is the online tool. And there is two mechanisms by which you can enter Sage Centre. One is a resource guide for line managers on how to get the most out of your mature workers and also how to support them as they make the choices that they want to make. And secondly is this online tool set for staff. In the Create seminars, these are the six topics that folks are getting into. Finance is always the first thing that people want to talk about. It's always really surprising to me how quickly that one pales into the background when they start thinking through the others. We always make sure we do the relationship and caregiving piece before the finance bit, because otherwise the guys all leave the room. But that has proved to be where we get the best feedback from our staff. So in a nutshell, this is not an attraction or a tick in our EVP grid. This is actually survival for us. If we do not extend the average retirement age of our staff, we are in a big, big hole. And what we need to do is if we can get through this bit for the next 4 or 5 years, what are we going to do for the 5 and 10 years after that? So thank you.